Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin was-salatu was-salamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman katiran katira amma ba'd. We are reading from the chapter in regards to baraka, blessings in business. Those a'mal, those divine prescriptions from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, by means of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless a person in his sustenance, in his life, in his iman, in his a'mal, in his taqwa. But these are the a'mal that are shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tap into the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Yesterday we discussed abstaining from sin. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said a man is deprived of sustenance because of his sin which he commits. Because of sins in our life, the barakat, the figures will be there, but there be no barakat. The next point is in regards to discharging zakat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who discharges zakat on his wealth properly, its harm, that is theft, destruction, etc. is removed. Protect your wealth by giving zakat. In another narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if a person's wealth is destroyed on land or sea, it is destroyed because of not having discharged his zakat. The narration of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wealth of zakat, that portion which was due to be given as zakat destroys other wealth which is mixed with it. So there are many narrations in regards to zakat, and even this word zakat, ulama explained, comes from the Arabic root zakka yuzakki. Zakka yuzakki zakatan and tazkiyatan. So zakat is such an amal, such a duty, and it's also very important for us to make the effort to recognize Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Once the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come, then it is easy to obey the commands of Allah. One very important point for us to understand is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when he had this over and over again, that Allah is the khaliq, we are the makhluq. Allah is the creator, we are the creation. When the creator gives a command, as a poet says in Urdu also, ke ya rab main mutmain se baith raha hu, to hakim hai aur hakim bhi hai. Ya Allah, I'm sitting here absolutely with contentment, peace of mind. The storms are raging in my life right now. Nothing is easy. Life is difficult. Ya Allah, I'm sitting with absolute peace of mind because you are hakim, you are the executor, you give the command, and you are also Hakim. And every command of yours is power packed with hikmat and wisdom. So have absolute itminan and peace of mind. If you are going to take, Ya Allah, from me, this hikmat in it. If you are going to give also this wisdom in it. Whatever you do with me, Ya Allah, you can execute, but I know this wisdom behind it is only goodness for me. But this which we hear over and over again, that Allah is the creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sustainer. So what we understand from this is that whatever command of Allah Ta'ala gives us, we submit to it, we accept it, and there's only and only goodness. There's only goodness. The eyes may see, and the eyes also is the eyes of the head. Quran says, وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَلْ قُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. That when it comes to the eyes, is the eyes that are within the heart that become blind. The eyes of the heart becomes blind. We cannot see the beauty of deen. We cannot see the hikmat of Allah. We cannot see the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Behind the command of Allah, we submit. And Allah will open the eyes of the heart, then we say subhanallah. This comes with the effort of iman. When iman increases, then we recognize we have the ma'rifat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Zakat also, when it comes to discharging the zakat, then the difficulty is there. Difficulty is there because dunya is darul imtihan. Right now we are in the examination room. So when a person discharges his zakat with difficulty also, but together with that, he opens his heart. Ya Allah, it's your command, I'm happy to discharge it. On that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards a person, Allah ta'ala opens the way for him. So zakat comes from the word zakka yuzakki. It has two meanings. One meaning is to discharge zakat. And that too, ulama say only 2.5%. If Allah Ta'ala wanted, he could have made it more than that. When only comes to tax, how, what a pinch it is. Then now 48%, 50%, 20%. Allah Ta'ala is saying 2.5%. And what an investment, the rewards you are getting, cash, and the rewards in Akhirat, you cannot imagine how Allah Ta'ala will protect. This is our insurance, our assurance, our investment with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So zakah, yuzaki means to pay zakat. Other meaning of zakah, yuzaki, tazkiyah, that means to purify. But zakat has two benefits. One, you are fulfilling the command of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and you purifying your wealth, and more than that, I'm purifying the greed of my heart. The heart is being purified also. لَن تَنَالُوا بِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mentions explicitly in Quran Sharif, you cannot attain piety until you do not spend from that which you love. And wealth also is something which is beloved to every single person. Brings joy to the heart. When that EFT finally comes through, the joy that comes, that goes through the heart, every person understands and knows it. Once a certain Khalifa asked an alim of deen, how is it that we do not like maut, we don't want to die, what is the reason? So his reply was, عَمَّرْتُمْ دُنْيَاكُمْ وَخَرَبْتُمْ آخِرَتَكُمْ That you built your dunya and destroyed your akhirat. You've invested everything in dunya, everything is here, I can see it. The cars, the houses, the investment, the family, the children. Everything invested here. Where the wealth is, that is where you find the heart. So dunya we have built up, and your akhirat you have destroyed. Therefore ulama say, send the wealth to akhirat. The heart is where the wealth is. Now the avenues are open. Certain countries, they need our help. Our brothers and sisters need our help. Send the wealth ahead. Whether in charity, whether in zakat, send the wealth ahead. The laws of zakat, as ulama ikram. So when it comes to zakat, Nabi Ali salatu wasalam mentioned, you barakat in your wealth, and the eyes of the head will say that you are giving away, the wealth is decreasing. The eyes of the heart and iman will say that you are giving in the path of Allah, your wealth is increasing. The figures are getting less, but the barakat is increasing from the side of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. To once again repeat these ahadith, one who discharges zakat on his wealth properly, he calculates it, his harm, that is his theft, destruction is removed. Allah will secure him, Allah will ensure him. Protect your wealth by giving zakat. Protect your wealth by giving zakat. You understand the system of dunya, we have alarm systems, electric fencing, we have security guards. Here Nabi Ali salatu wasalam is saying, tie the camel, don't throttle the camel. Right now we are tying so many ropes to the camel, and how tight also. How tight the camel is almost dead. And here Nabi Ali salatu wasalam is saying, give your zakat. Divinely Allah Ta'ala will protect it, and if Allah has to take it, Allah will replace it. The sabr you are going to make, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace it. So protect your wealth by giving zakat. If a person's wealth is destroyed on land or sea, then it is destroyed because of not having discharged his zakat. Here he should introspect also, why did my wealth be destroyed or stolen? I will check my zakat calculation. And wealth of zakat, that portion which was due to be given as zakat, destroys other wealth which is mixed with it. Person doesn't pay in time, then his zakat is still due, he hasn't separated it. At least he should separate it on the zakat due date. Separate that amount that he has to give out in zakat. Don't leave it with the wealth that is there. Hadith Sharif says that zakat that is due, is supposed to be in other people's pockets, is in the incorrect place right now. It will destroy that wealth which is halal for you to consume. Another interpretation of this hadith also, the Shaykh has mentioned, rahmatullah alayh, that person who is not deserving of zakat, but then too he goes and he collects zakat. So he has halal wealth by him. Halal, pure, tayyib. But he acts like a poor person and collects zakat. The zakat that he's taken and mixed with his halal wealth will now destroy his halal wealth. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding.